That would be the kettle.
Would you ever call a wash pot a kettle?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But it would be, in my book, it would be a big wash pot.
Mm-hmm. How big?
Big enough to scald a hog in.
Ah, yes, and that's a kettle.
That might be termed a kettle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call, let's see, I don't see one handy to point to, but a thing that you would put cut flowers into to keep them in the house?
I would call it a vase.
All right. Suppose you wanted to plant some flowers in the house. You would call that a...
Call it a planter, I suppose.
Or is that one over there? Is that... Would you call that a planter?
I would call that a pot.
Okay. What's the difference between a pot and a planter?
Well, a pot is a pot, mm-hmm. whether it be black, white, or yellow. Mm-hmm. A planter might be something oblong.
Mm-hmm. So it's the shape.
To hold several plants.
I see. Yeah, a planter is bigger than a pot. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what are the eating utensils that you would set beside the plate?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
All right, and if you were having steak, you might have to put out a set of steak
knives.
Mm-hmm. And if the dishes are all dirty, the wife might say, I have to go and...
Wash the dishes.
Yeah, and then after she washes the dishes to get the soap off, she...
Rinses them.
Yes, and what would you call the cloth or rag that might be used in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what would you dry them off with?
The dry cloth.
And what would you bathe your face with?
A bath cloth.
And what would you dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay. And at the kitchen sink, what do you call the thing that you turn on?
The faucet.
And suppose it's outside where you would screw the hose in.
That could be a faucet or a spigot. Mm-hmm. Either one.
All right. And
the same thing at the sink. You might refer to the sink. Water tap as a spigot.
Mm-hmm. And you said tap, so you might call it a tap?
You might call it a tap.
Okay. What if it were something on some sort of a portable water container and it had something you turned on?
That would usually be a petcock.
Mm-hmm. I think I've heard that. I don't know exactly what it is.
But it could still be a spigot.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and...
I would say busted.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
All right. People used to buy flour in a big wooden thing.
Barrel.
What do you call something that's a little smaller than a barrel that nails might have come in?
A keg.
And then what are the metal things that run around the barrel to hold the staves in?
They're barrel hoops. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what molasses used to come in when that was bought in large quantities?
A barrel, I suppose.
How about lard?
Lard came in tin buckets back when I was buying lard. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No.
Okay. Then what would you use to pour liquid into a narrow-mouthed bottle to keep from spilling it?
The funnel.
Yeah.